What should be a beautiful way to say I love you may not work this Valentine's Day. 20% of the nation's roses come from California, and growers are warning that this year's crop may be another casualty of the state's energy crisis. From member station KQED, Tamara Keith reports.
At T&E Pastorino's, a flower farm in the California coastal town of Half Moon Bay, grower Stan Pastorino is definitely feeling the impact of the state's sky-high natural gas prices. Walking between rows of greenhouses, Pastorino surveys what will soon be his Valentine's crop. He has snapdragons, lilies, tulips, irises, and about 100,000 square feet of roses.
You're walking through probably the bulk of my Valentine's crop as far as snapdragons. These are all spiking up real good. We do have to heat these a little bit.
But what's not blooming in profusion is Pastorino's roses. In any other year, he would be blasting the heat in his greenhouses to force the roses to bloom in time for Valentine's Day. But this year has been anything but normal. With natural gas prices soaring in the past couple of months, Pastorino says his gas bills have gone from $10,000 a month last year to $23,000 this past December.
The way this affects the average consumer, the average homeowner, the average apartment renter, it's affecting me the same way. My bills are just bigger.
So, to save money, Pastorino has turned down the heat in his greenhouses from 65 to 50 degrees. He says that of all his crops, the roses are hardest hit by cooler temperatures.
A normal crop like a snapdragon or a carnation can survive on 38, 40, 42 degree heat. Roses can't really thrive in the wintertime unless you heat them to 58, 60 degrees.
When greenhouse temperatures drop, roses grow more slowly, and that means many of Pastorino's roses won't even be showing color come February 14th.
As far as Valentine's Day, we're going to just cut what we can. I'm not booking any orders for wholesalers. Basically, my retail customers are going to be the ones who get all my Valentine's crop, whatever little bit there is.
Pastorino isn't alone. Cut flower growers around the state are being forced to reduce the temperatures in their greenhouses. In the short term, that means about 15% fewer flowers. But if the high prices continue, they could have a devastating effect on the state's flower industry, warns Lee Murphy, president of the California Cut Flower Commission.
Some of my growers have told me that they're going to do what they have to do in these winter months, but as they get through the year and they look in May or June and see that the price is still too high, they probably will have to decide to get out of the business.
Back at T&E Pastorino's, workers package bundles of colorful snapdragons in clear cellophane wrappers. This year's Valentine's Day customers can expect to find mixed arrangements in place of more traditional rose bouquets. Pastorino says he's also starting to rethink just which crops he should be growing in his greenhouses.
Right now, we're already talking about these houses we're walking right next to here. There's 30,000 square feet of roses. If you come back here next year, these might not be here. They might be full of snapdragons. They might be full of lettuce. I don't know.
One positive note for those in the flower biz, Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday this year. Pastorino says that when the holiday falls in the middle of the week, people are more likely to buy flowers, whatever flowers are available, and skip the fancy dinner. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Half Moon Bay, California.